Now on featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, 500,000 more children in England are going to get free school meals from September next year. They'll be available for any pupil whose family receive universal credit. Daniel Kebede from the National Education Union has told Radio X the previous rules were too tough.
If you were a family that earned over £7,500 a year, you would have been ineligible. So expanding onto every child in a family in receipt of universal credit is a welcome first step, but we would still like to see universal rollout.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump has signed an order banning travel to the US from 12 countries. The US president says the recent anti-Semitic attack in Colorado illustrates the extreme dangers of people entering the US without being properly vetted. The countries affected include Afghanistan, Haiti, and Iran. Women are being warned not to use weight loss jabs if they're pregnant, trying for a baby, or breastfeeding. The medicines regulator says it's unclear whether the injections could cause harm. It also says some jabs may impact how effective contraceptive pills are. A retail industry group has warned flagship high streets are at risk without urgent action on crime. They've called for police funding to be ring-fenced for key destinations. That includes Oxford Street in London. And a property website says May was the busiest month for house sales being agreed since March 2022. Rightmove says last month's transactions reflect the improving market conditions as home movers pressed ahead following a stamp duty hike that was at the start of April.
Sport.
England manager Serena Wiegmann naming her squad later as the Lionesses seek to defend their women's Euros title. Mary Earps and Fran Kirby definitely won't be going to Switzerland this summer. So after announcing their retirements from international football, defender Millie Bright will also be absent. So after saying she isn't mentally or physically ready for the tournament, that was announced yesterday. Novak Djokovic says matches like last night's French Open quarterfinal win over Alexander Zverev is why he is still playing at 38. The 24-time Grand Slam champion came from a set down to win in four sets. He'll take on Jannik Sinner tomorrow in the semi-finals.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
It's not very nice today. Sunny spells and blustery showers for much of the UK.
Crappy.
Heavy rain is going to push eastwards throughout the day. A bit cooler as well. Temperatures getting up to around 18 degrees. Oh. Global's newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
It's meant to be on my app. It says it's raining in London today, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But I don't know what times. Oh, you can click on it, can't you?
You can click on it, yeah.
How do I do that?
If you go into the actual day.
I don't want rain. I don't want rain. I'm going to a gig on Friday night. I don't know if I've mentioned it. I'm going to see Robbie Williams on Friday night.
Oh, you're going to see Robbie.
I don't need the rain.
Yeah.
Are you covered or are you stood?
I don't know. But it's an open air gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a man of the people, James. So I want to be out with my people.
No,
that's it.
Be in a box, probably.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about the people that kind of go in a VIP box.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
But on the plus side, next week is lovely.
Good.
It's going to get really warm again.
Good.
25 degrees.
Beautiful. I hate the rain. Go away. No one likes you.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I'm really tired today. I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. I'm really hungry.
Are you hungry? Can you not just have a little nibble today?
No. I'm so hungry.
What's the best thing you could eat, calorie-wise, in the morning? Or at any time of day? What's the best thing? Is it celery?
Nothing.
Is celery, is that a myth that you burn as many calories eating it?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't you have some celery and hummus?
Oh, God.
That'd be nice.
No, I want a sausage and bacon bagel.
I'm going to order it.
No, I'm not going to eat it. I'm intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Half of it.
I've had it down. I've had it down for ages.
You've done it for
good.
Good for
this feeling I'll pass. But this morning I'm very hungry. And yesterday I went for lunch, so I had to go. One of the bosses here ruined my lunch with one of the other bosses because they called a meeting with the boss I was going for lunch with.
Ah.
I had a chicken Caesar salad for lunch.
Did you? Okay.
No, it was delicious.
Yeah.
No anchovies, though. I'd have had anchovies.
I love an anchovy.
I know. Really divides people, anchovies, doesn't it?
They're lovely little things.
And then we had, like, shepherd's pie or cottage pie and vegetables for tea.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know who I am anymore. I didn't drink any booze.
Didn't you?
Didn't eat any chocolate or sweets. I didn't have one chocolate chip cookie yesterday.
That's very good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just a bore.
Joe, I'm hungry now. You just said that.
See, I told you.
It's catchy, isn't it?
Do you want half a sausage bagel?
No, because I'll eat all of it.
Well, it is half the calories if you only have half.
That's true. You have a quarter, that's true. You have twice as much.
Marjorie Dawes.
Are you a nutrition expert?
That's Marjorie Dawes.
No, it's Thursday, it's fine. I just need to get to Friday, the weekend, and then, all right, lovely.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
What was that?
You can nom, nom, nom. That's what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
That's what you're doing this weekend.
I do fancy a curry.
Now, genuinely, I could eat a Chinese. Not just a little bit, a full-on Chinese.
Oh, I could have a curry now. No,
I could have a mild curry now, yeah.
I could, no shadow of a doubt.
There aren't many foods you go, that'd be lovely in the morning. Chinese, curry, really tasty foods, work a treat at breakfast time, I imagine.
Absolutely. You could eat anything at any time. Bowl of cereal before bed, great.
Yeah, true.
Bowl of cereal first thing in the morning, great. Bowl of cereal, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When you're kind of peckish, but you don't know what you want. Great. Works all the time.
Yeah. Should we try and order a Chinese? No. Stop, actually. We don't want to do
it. Well, you can.
I'd love to.
Well, we live in London, this 24-hour, 7-day-a-week city. Mm. The city that never sleeps. London town. You want it, you got it.
Yeah.
As long as it's between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
It's kind of
no
true.
Problem.
Yeah. That's kind of true, isn't it?
I told you when I was in Leeds the other day, most of the shops in town didn't open until 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Why would that be then?
On Thursday, everything was shut by 6.
No late night shopping.
In Whitehaven, we used to have half days. Wednesday, everything used to shut around midday, 1 o'clock.
They do.
You know why? Because you'd all go off to the fields and sacrifice a cow or something.
No,
or run around smearing blood all over your faces. Life swapping, whatever it was, went on there.
It was plane pointing time, wasn't it?
No, we didn't have plane pointing time.
Here comes another one!
No, we didn't do that.
This one's moving in a slightly different direction.
We didn't do sacrificing on Wednesday. It was just... go home.
When I lived in Luxembourg, they used to have a little siesta.
Did they?
Yeah.
Lovely idea.
Between 12 and 2.
Great idea.
So, like, you know, I'd wake up at, like, 11:30 in the morning if I'd been working late the night before, and I'd be like, I've got no milk. It's 5 to 12.
Mm.
And the supermarket is 5 minutes away. If I leg it, can I just get in there?
It's very civilised having a siesta, I think.
But, like... But when it's a siesta, do people actually genuinely go home and sleep?
I don't know.
Or do they just go, right, I've got 2 hours off from my
lunch? It's generally when it's really hot countries, isn't it? You just go, I'll get out of the sun for a couple of hours.
Is that what it is?
But that's kind of...
Why were they doing it in Luxembourg? It's the same weather here as it is there.
Yeah.
You know, when it rains, and when it's sunny, it's all right.
Yeah. They just wanted a break, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. Toby Tarrant says the idea of a siesta is brilliant, especially at 12 o'clock, because he's on from 10 till 1.
Yeah.
Bring a siesta in, 10 till 12, jobs are good. Laughing, isn't he? Good morning, Chris. In my opinion, cold pizza is the breakfast of gods, from Lucy in Brighton.
You
know what? You can't go wrong with that, can you?
Radio X.
I can.
Coming up. More groundbreaking radio that's hard to put into words just how good it's going to be. Mm. We've had 3 players, but no winner of the full jackpot. So you have a chance to win in the £25,000 box.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we need to finalize what we put on our Glastonbury flags today. So we'll chat more about that on the show. Hey, thanks for rocking with Radio X, you mothers.
Hey,
the Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
TOX.
But first, let's play some music. I know you're excited by this. Do you like a bit of Fall Out Boy?
Yeah, thank you.
Fall Out Boy.
Awesome.
Woo-hoo. Fall Out Boy.
Whoa. Winner.
Yeah. 7:10, Thursday morning, Radio X. Thank you for listening. Have a little sing-song with Cockett and Pollett. This morning, I'm going to be honest, most of it uninteresting, but still, I'm a big walker, Chris. They have spelled that right. We were talking about walking earlier.
Yeah.
I love walking. In fact, I once saw Dom walking in the Lidl car park.
Yes. Do you know what? It's one of the few things that me and my daughter do together is go to the supermarket, and she loves doing a shop with, she loves doing a big shop. It's really weird.
You and your daughter bonded over Lidl shopping.
Yeah, she loves it because she tries to, if you ever, we go to like, there's a Sainsbury's we go to, and then there's a Lidl. Lidl is fun.
Middle aisle.
Middle aisle. But also, you have to beat the cashier because they whiz stuff through so quickly. So you've got this bag challenge at the end of the thing, and it's incredible.
Like,
and we always manage. We just beat her every single time. So hello, Tom. You did indeed see me in the Lidl car park.
You've just made me think of something.
What?
You've just made me realise I was today years old moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you just said there's some people on the checkout are really quick.
Really quick.
So you pile it all up.
Yeah.
And they go, hello, how are you? And you go, good, thanks. But you're like, don't distract me. I've got to get the bag.
Absolutely.
Because they're beep before you know it, beep, beep. And you've got to get it all in the bag.
That's
and
so
it's a race.
Yeah.
It's only just dawned on me now. Do you think they're doing the same thing? I've got to see if I can get all their food up to this bit so I can't put any more through.
Yeah.
I've got to beat them.
Probably. I bet
that's what they're doing.
I bet they're trained to be... So I'd love to know what the training is for cashier at Lidl.
Rapid.
Because it's never discussed, is it? You try and get your stuff in the bag so there's not a backlog of items. I reckon they're trying to get as much stuff through quickly.
Definitely.
So they have to stop because they have to wait for you. Yeah, and if they do that, they've won the day.
It's a great game. Play it today. Go to your local, wherever you want to go. Play it today.
So it's the only thing that you and your daughter bond over is going to Lidl. That's worrying. Why don't you talk to her? Have a chat with her. She's really nice.
Yeah, she's actually really nice.
She's a lovely person.
That's bad, isn't it? Yeah, I feel like a terrible dad now, actually.
It's like the equivalent of like all these American movies where you see the guy saying to his son, hey, do you want to go out and throw a ball around?
Yeah.
You're like that. Fancy a trip to Lidl?
But weirdly, it's her saying it to me. Can we go to Lidl, Dad?
Yeah, it's
no, it's weird.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to go through a nice restaurant or the theatre.
No.
She doesn't want to... Well, she wants to
it's
hang
all
out.
About Lidl.
It's Lidl.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning, Dad.
I was about to say, morning, Zan. She'll be asleep.
Chris, I'm going to Leeds today. Can't wait. I've got my itinerary. Alan Road is on it, says Emma. Have a lovely time at Leeds. Super Leeds. Morning, guys. We're off to Tunes in the Dunes this weekend, so we'll be listening to you all the way to Cornwall from Gloucester.
Oh, lovely.
From Ali and Emily and Tracy. We'll have a good time. It'll be all right, festival, but I'm not at that one this year, so there you go.
Right.
And Daz in Gateshead has texted in to say, I've just made myself a crumpet. There you are.
Daz, that's lovely.
You know what? Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, this is going to cause controversy with a lot of the listeners. I'm not a massive crumpet fan.
Oh, no, no.
I'd rather have a muffin.
Oh, now, there's not much difference between the two, is there?
There is.
There is.
A muffin and a crumpet, potentially the same, but crumpets look like David Triffids inside.
Oh,
they're
right.
All weird.
They're all got this little...
Like that weirdy thing inside where a muffin is nice and simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Tastier crumpet.
No, I think, with respect, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
And I'm right, because muffins are the best. And on that bombshell, this is Muse at Radio X. Is in bloom, the PR transmissions will resume. I try to push, try to keep us all down, down and hold that, but we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined. We'll be right back. James just say during Muse, do you remember the time when Aldi staff workers had to memorise the price of everything?
Of everything they sold.
They did before barcodes.
Don't be ludicrous.
No, they did.
If you worked at Aldi back in the day, you had to know the price of everything in the supermarket.
Yes.
That's impossible.
But there's thousands of items.
I know, but they were rapid. They would be like, 52p, enter, p, 10p, 69p, enter, on the go. And that's it. That's what they did.
Because they didn't have beeps.
No.
Why didn't they have beeps?
That's true. Text in if you were an Aldi checkout. That's what they used to do. Well, definitely in the Whitehaven one.
That's worse than doing the knowledge for a cabbie.
Yeah.
They used to memorise everything in the
Are
shop.
Are you sure?
Chicken and mushroom pot noodle king size. £1.12.
Where is it? It was like a computer keyboard, but it was just the number pad.
Bang. So you can make stuff up then.
You could do.
I'm sure they did.
24 sure bottles
didn't.
Of Budweiser, 5p.
Yeah, well, thanks, mate.
The Chris Moyles Show.
See you the same time tomorrow.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Attention all students. Get 10% off at Iceland and the Food Warehouse every Wednesday throughout June. Show your valid student ID card at the checkout and enjoy instant savings on your shop. Whether you're stocking up on snacks or doing your weekly shop, we're here to help you save while you study. With big deals and big brands such as TGI Fridays, My Protein, Greggs, plus many more. Why would you shop anywhere else? Offer in-store only, available every Wednesday until the 25th of June. Exclusions and T&Cs apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Already daydreaming about that wave of hot air as you step off the plane? EasyJet has flights from just £30 one way to over 130 holiday hotspots and hidden gems. It's time to get your summer on. Book now at easyjet.com. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor. The new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
When you run a business, you need to be able to know what's going on at any given time. And with Square's point-of-sale system, you get a dashboard with real-time insights into your sales, customers, product levels, and more whenever you need them, helping you to make better decisions. 4 million businesses worldwide already use Square. Join them at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011, registered reference number 900846.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! On the 4 till 7 thing, as Djokovic tells Murray to take the high road, we ask the question, who would you sack as your sports mate? Plus, Harry paints our pet town Brixham red, and I've got traffic news to drive you around the old Dutch rounder bend. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Rounder Bend.
Yep.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At the
Lidl, someone wins 5k every day. Just spend £30 on your shop and scan the Lidl Plus app. You might turn bananas into a holiday in the Bahamas. Scan, pay, and you could win 5k. 18 plus GB only. Daily prize draws ends 18th June 2025. Exclusions and T&Cs apply. See lidl.co.uk/5kSummer.
Radio The Chris Moyle Show. Ready for another dose of The Chris Moyle Show?
Yeah.
Cool. Me too.
That little advert for Johnny Vaughan's show. Johnny stopped saying happy Thursday or whatever.
Right.
Notice.
Oh, okay.
Because it used to be, morning, Moylesy, happy Thursday. And now I'm just getting a morning, Moylesy, and then he's off.
Why is that then?
I don't know. I haven't had a song from him for ages. Yeah. We record these little messages for each other's show. So I record, like, you know, after today's show, I record, hello, Johnny, it's Thursday afternoon, blah, blah, blah. And then they play on his show and he records them for our show.
I like it when they do a song.
They haven't done a song for ages.
No.
Maybe we need to do a song. Maybe it's my fault because I've not done a song.
Okay.
Could I make one up off the hoof?
Try it. Let's do ad lib.
Johnny's on a four. Oh, that's a bad idea. Johnny's on a four. That's way too high there. Rocking all over the world. Can you do a little bit of that?
Always works.
Or,
can't touch this.
Johnny Vaughan.
Yes.
Johnny and Gav.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. And Sunter.
Yes.
And from four.
Keeper, that's a keeper.
Is it?
That's
is it
keeper,
really?
I think.
I would say that's a work in progress.
Right.
So, I tell you what, I'll play a song, come up with a Johnny Vaughan song, and then I'll play a song for you, then you do one.
Okay, fine.
Or do you want to go first or second? I'll go first.
I'll go second.
So I'm going to move the mouse around on the songs on the screen. You say stop at any time, James, and wherever it stops at.
Stop.
Johnny Vaughan is the hot stuff. 4 till 7. Okay.
Good.
And then, John, you have a go. I mean, you can see what's coming. It's clearly obvious,
sure.
Isn't it? And
here
just say stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Johnny Vaughan is on from 4
do
till 7.
Do the voice. Do the voice.
He's great. And so is Sutra. And so is Gav.
You're not doing the voice.
No, I'm not doing the voice. I'm not doing the voice.
You chicken. Johnny Vaughan, 4 o'clock. This afternoon at Radio X with Sunta and Gav and their fabulous, lovely, funny show. In the meantime, it's Blur at Radio X.
I met him in a crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way. He knows his claret from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been running Craig. But then nature didn't make him that way. He went na 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 na. Na 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 na. He thinks he's educated. Those family shares will protect him. Yep.
in Gloucester, I hate you. Don't ever text again.
Why? What's he saying?
I texted in and said, what James just said is true. They did have to remember the prices.
They did. So they had to remember all prices.
Do you know what? We've had loads of texts saying, James, you're spot on.
Thank you.
I've worked for Aldi for 14 years. I've never had to memorise any prices.
Oh.
I did have to learn every PLU number for all the fruit and veg when I started. So there you are.
That was probably more than 14 years ago that I was talking about, though. But before that person, there was loads of people.
Was there?
Yeah.
Read one.
James is right.
Hi, Chris. I worked at the Lidl in Brownhaven. I had to remember all the prices of all the jams.
No, that's a fake one.
Because some weird bloke who sometimes thought he was Scottish used to come in and buy all the jam. I can't remember his name, but his girlfriend was chained to a radiator.
No, Jane here. James is right. Aldi Checkout has to do the same.
Yeah, whatever.
It's definitely true. I'm a welder.
Lorna in Scotland said it was the same at Quicksave. Quicksave!
Quicksave.
My first day was spent standing in the front of the shelves trying to memorise prices. I didn't go back for the second day. What a surprise. I don't blame you.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box.
Hello.
£25,000 for grabs. Yes, it's potluck, but if you can name the correct Radio X artist that unlocks the box, you win. This, I swear to God, on James's life, that this answer has been locked in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like we say it's Skunk Anansie, and then day one, John goes...
Skunk Anansie.
And we go, let's just say no, we'll just change it. It's locked in. It's absolutely verified and locked in. Mm. Now, Dominic and I don't know who it is, so we get to play as well.
Yeah.
Tuesday, James said...
Chris, I think it is Nothing But Thieves.
And he was wrong. And then yesterday...
Chris, I think the artist is Muse.
And he was wrong.
All plausible guesses.
Yeah, all good. It's a Radio X artist. Say the right one, you unlock the box, you win £25,000. It's an incredible, lovely amount of money to win, but you need to answer the qualifying question first. And here's your qualifying question. Now, if you want to text in for today, you'll be on just after 8 o'clock playing the game. You'll automatically get £1,000 just for playing. So, our three callers this week have all won £1,000 each, even though they were wrong. If you get it right, you win 25 grand. Get it wrong, you still win £1,000. So here's your qualifying question. The quote, life is like a box of chocolates, is from what movie? Text the word box and your answer and send it to 83936. So you've got to do it on a text and you've got to start the text with the word box. That's your key word, then the correct answer. So box followed by the name of that film, 83936. Do it now. That text will cost you £2, plus your standard network rate. But if you get picked to play, you win £1,000. That's yours guaranteed. It must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So if you fancy it, text the word box. And the answer, what movie is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates from? So you write in the word box, you write the answer, send it to 83936. Get on the air today, you win £1,000 and you can be playing for 25.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Sending a fraggle.
We've
it looks like red.
This is the packaging. It's like orange. What is it like? Sort of orange paper, all sort of shredded.
Yeah.
Put your head.
Should I put it on my head?
Yeah.
So I'm wearing an orange shirt. It could look quite cool today, actually.
Spooky.
That is good.
All right.
You know, good.
I like it.
Good luck.
Now we've
go on.
We've been sent loads of stuff.
Good. Well, that's the idea. The letters feature.
So, and we need more stuff, by the way. So, when I read the address out, actually do send some stuff out because we're getting
send us some stuff from work.
Yeah, nick it. Don't nick it.
No, don't nick it. No, just borrow it.
Borrow it. Thank you. Hi, everybody. A couple of years ago, I started now. I hope I pronounced this right. Kombucha shot company called Moochie Booch. Now, I know you've got Sambuca, but I think this is... It's got to be kombucha, hasn't it? If it's called Moochie
Boochie.
I don't
know what that is.
Kombucha.
It's all naturally fermented. It's packed with live probiotics and made with raw ingredients, no added juices.
Sounds awful.
I'd love for you guys to have a go, so you can take a shot without reacting. It's basically, you know those ginger shots we get?
Yeah.
It's basically that kind of stuff. Do you want to try one?
No.
James, do you want to try one?
I will.
Okay.
I've smelled kombucha.
I don't know what it is.
Is that how you say it, James?
Oh, no, it's a fiery one.
I don't think, but do you know what, to be honest with you, I don't think they're that hot, though.
It says, can you handle the heat?
Yeah.
Okay, watch it.
I don't think it's that hot. I'll take a ginger one. I'll have a little
fire
ginger one.
Fire booch. Nah. Is
that's the same one. You've got the same one
I've
there.
I've got the same. Well, I've got the fire. I've got fire.
Have you never tried it?
No.
It smells quite vinegary.
I don't know what it is.
I've got fire booch. What have you got?
Fire booch.
Fire booch. Okay, fine. We've got the same.
Have a go, Dom. Dom's going in. He's taking a sip.
Oh, it smells hot.
Oh, it's lovely. Do you know what? It's not that hot. And it's actually genuinely really tasty.
Mm. There you go. Try it, James. James is going in.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh. Do you find that it's hot?
Oh, it's not like silly hot.
Yeah. It's tasty, isn't it?
Oh, you're going to go in again.
Yeah, I will.
Let's go some more.
You're both drinking the same thing, but your bottle has got a totally different label on to the one that James has got. Look.
Mine's called Ginger Booch.
Oh, that's dumb.
How is it?
It's hot.
Yeah.
But it's like hot vinegar.
Mm.
Does it taste nice?
Yeah,
do you
it does.
Smell it?
No.
Just smell it.
No.
Please, just smell it.
No, because you tell me it smells like vinegar. I know what vinegar is.
But just smell it.
So that's been fermented for 4 months, what you've just drunk, James.
Oh, God.
It's got ginger, turmeric, jalapenos, horseradish, chili and garlic.
No, you're all right,
and
thanks.
Green tea.
I wish you all the best. So is not drinking it.
Oh.
Chelsea likes kombucha. She likes it.
Yeah, but Chelsea's weird. She lives with you.
No. She does live with me, actually.
Well, she's got no choice. She's handcuffed to the radiator, of course. Yeah, she is.
So this is Alex who sent this in.
Thanks, Alex. No, thanks.
So if you want to find him on Insta, it's Moochie Booch. I hope I'm not Mookie Book. It would be Moochie Booch. MOOCHIBOOCH.
Good for you.
Moochie Booch. It's very good for you.
Moochie Booch.
I just don't like hot stuff, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you did well with that one.
Thanks.
That was good. Now, Chris, randomly, have you mentioned non-alcoholic lager recently? Or Day's lager?
I don't know.
You've been sent a load of Day's alcohol-free lager.
Oh, okay.
For some reason. I've no idea why. I don't think we've mentioned it.
Okay.
You've been sent about 10 cans of it.
Okay.
Which is meant to be lovely. It just doesn't have any alcohol in it.
I don't mind a non-alcoholic beer sometimes.
Lucky Saint? Is that one? I think that's
Yeah, Lucky Saint. I think, don't quote me, I think Lucky Saint is 0.5.
Ah, okay.
I think. I might be wrong.
This is 0.0 alcohol free.
You're right.
Days
what, Lucky Saint is 0.5?
Mm-hmm. I think there is.
And is that 0.0?
0.0, which you don't get much of, actually.
But I thought there was alcohol in everything.
There is zero alcohol, literally zero alcohol in this.
Right.
A lot of the low alcohol stuff or non-alcoholic stuff can be like 0.3, 0.5, can't it? But yeah, if you're not a drinker, Dan O'Connell, for instance, he'd love those. Now, our sack is very empty.
Oh.
We genuinely need stuff in. So if there's anything that you've got that you think will be of interest to anyone here in the studio, just send it through the post. It can be stuff you borrow from work, and we use it for a bit, and we'll
send us something from your work. Like
if anything.
Do you have a cupboard with stuff in?
Yeah.
Not like a server or a printer.
No.
Like something fun.
Yeah. Or like new Liverpool kit. It can be anything like that. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just whatever you want. New Leeds United top.
What's the coolest thing that we could be sent? I mean, obviously, it could be anything, but...
Literally anything.
3D printer.
Yeah, what do you do for work? What could you send us from work?
That would be cool. 3D printer would be very cool, actually. Don't they cost like £10,000 or something?
Don't know.
Right. Yeah, one of those, and then we can make whatever we want. A new Liverpool kit would be excellent.
Walkie-talkies.
Yes.
I love walkie-talkies.
Yeah, walkie-talkies are fun.
Oh,
yeah.
They're great.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Or a drone.
Yeah.
Or a crane for James. Dom at radiox.co.uk. Or, like we were saying, you can send stuff through the post. And if we like it, we'll read it to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show.
Yes.
Radio X.
Go on.
30 Leicester Square.
Where's that?
In London. WC2H.
Yes.
7LA.
Beautifully sung.
The Chris Moyles Show.
7:41.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Bourne and the Fang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They've got one holiday left to give away. To Vegas.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 thing all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas. As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
You know that home sensor's like the TK Home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like Home Sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
The Skoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Skoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Skoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bear's Eye crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
It's the only weekend.
This is the Radio X
Night. It's Friday and Saturday nights from 7.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Morning, good looking. How are you doing?
Yes, he is, yes. 7:44. Sorry, just having a chat during the adverts there. Watch James. James is gonna make a noise in a minute and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, he is, yeah.
There you go. What have I just taught you?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is how many years old, he said.
Right, text in right now. How old is Ricky Gervais? No cheating. 83936. Get your phone out right now. How old is Ricky Gervais? Everyone listening, go. Quick.
Wow.
How old is Ricky Gervais? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a clue. He's older than 10, younger than 100.
Yes, good clue.
All right, and that's all I'm going to help you with.
Yep.
Oh, man. I hate getting old.
Oh, no, it's rubbish.
It is rubbish, isn't it? I'm really worried I'm going to turn into one of them people that just hates everybody younger than them.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Like being a proper grump?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't want to be a grumpy old man, but I can see it happening.
Yeah. Not you, but I will be.
Yeah. No, I think.
All right, here we go then. You ready? 59, 57, 55, 62, 54, 55, Sam says 59. So many. Emma in Durham says 58. 54, 61. Someone says 60. Chegg says 56. Not as old as Dom, says Jeremy.
Hey.
Simon in Blackwood says 60. You think Ricky Gervais is 60 years old? Drum roll, please. James, how old is Ricky Gervais?
63.
Wow.
He's 64 this month.
There you are.
64 this month.
Yeah. Good. Looks well, though, doesn't he?
Doesn't he look great? Well?
Yeah. Looks very, very well. So, yeah, I'm sure he doesn't listen to our show, but good morning, Ricky, if you're listening, and happy birthday for this month. There you go. 63, guys.
He used to work in the studio.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't want to come on the show. Bad memories. And Boys with Boys at Radio X Tune. Now, we've had a message saying, hi guys, I'm sat at the kitchen table. We had this about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm sat at the kitchen table with my little girl listening to Radio X, like most mornings. She's worried about playing football today. It would mean the world to give her a shout out and say it will all be fine. And this is from her dad, who's called Rob.
Rob.
And he calls himself Rob, a loving dad.
Oh, that's
isn't
lovely,
that sweet?
Rob. That's so nice, isn't it? What so a thoughtful
sat,
thing.
Sat with his daughter. She's really upset today because she has to play football.
Mm.
And so he's texting and going, do you know what? If you could give her a mention. Now, the odds of me seeing that text and reading it out are very slim, but I saw it.
Yeah.
And what a lovely thing. And he said it would mean the world to her to give her a... He does use the phrase shout out, which I hate.
Yeah, we can gloss over that, though.
And he wants me to say it will all be fine. What a dad. What a great dad.
That's lovely, that. Lovely, Rob.
Apart from one problem.
Yeah.
He's not actually said his daughter's name in the text.
No.
So I have no idea what her name is. I'm unsure of the circumstances. I don't know if she's really worried about playing football today because she owes them all money.
Yeah, could be.
Or she's the greatest footballer ever and she's upset because she's just so much better than them. They're rubbish.
She doesn't want to show them up.
She cries at how unprofessional they are.
Exactly. Their training techniques aren't up to scratch. I think that's probably her issue.
Yeah. So I know his name, Rob, and he even calls himself a loving dad.
It's all about Rob, isn't it?
But I don't know her name.
Yeah.
So if you've got football today and you're upset about it and your dad's called Rob, hi, Chris here, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Go and score a hat-trick.
And any problems, tell me and I'll send Dominic round to duff everyone up.
Absolutely.
Actually, no, I'll take that back. The Chris Miles Violence against schoolgirls is probably not a wise idea.
It's definitely, well, it's illegal.
Oh, listen to Chris Moore's show this morning. It's taking a turn.
Yeah. Dom's going to go around and beat up a load of children.
Yeah, it used to be fart sound effects, and now they're doing a feature, which is if your kid's being bullied, let us know. We just go around there. We just push the kids over at the playground.
Yeah. No, you'll be fine today. It'll all be good.
Yesterday, we launched the Radio X Parkers.
Yes.
Now, this is a thing that suddenly just appeared. Matt Deverson was involved in this. For our charity, Globals Make Some Noise, we made these Radio X Parkers and we put them up for sale. Now, when we say Parker, we mean poncho, but it's in the Parker green colour. Mm. It's like a dark green. What colour would you say that was?
Yeah, I'd say dark green. I mean, it's not that dark, though, is it? It's not moss green, because that's just too light.
It's like Parker green.
Parker green, why not?
And it's got Radio X on the back.
Yeah.
And it is for festivals and gigs that you're going to this year, and it's beer-proof, waterproof. So the idea is you wear it at the festival, all the pints are flying everywhere, and you just put your hood up and you're covered.
Yeah.
And then you move away, go and have something to eat and have a drink. You can take your Parker, brackets, poncho off, and then away you go.
I think they're really cool, actually. They're great.
Now, they're a little bit, it's a little bit pricey. They are really cool looking.
They are, yeah.
And we only did a short limited edition run of them. And they're £28 with proceeds going to our charity Globals Make Some Noise. Dominic said off the air yesterday, just as we were talking about it, he goes, hey, wouldn't it be good? There's a photo of Johnny Vaughan modelling it with somebody throwing beer at him whilst he's wearing it.
It's a lovely picture.
And Dom said, wouldn't it be funny if it sold out by 4 o'clock when Johnny Vaughan starts? So he's gone to all the trouble of, like, having a beer thrown over him, and he doesn't really get to talk about it because it's sold out. It was sold out by 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Every single one of them had gone because our listeners are amazing. I think it's 250, wasn't it?
Yeah.
250 got sold.
In about an hour.
Yeah.
Olive green is the colour, apparently.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So,
Johnny was in the paper wearing it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was, look.
Next to Noel.
Was he in the same pub?
God knows.
Oh.
Where's Noel?
So, where's Noel sat on the bench?
Don't know where Noel is. That might be a stock photo. Oh, we don't know. God. There's a story in the paper.
And Johnny Vaughan. And Johnny Vaughan wearing his Radio X Parker.
Great.
It's a poncho. Make no bones about it. It's a poncho. But you wear it to the festivals. So if you want one, you go to radiox.co.uk because they've reordered more. We've ordered more stock.
Great. Already.
Now, you might look at it and go, £28? It's a bit bloody pricey, that, isn't it? But it is for charity. Proceeds go to charity. And they're quite cool looking.
Yeah.
For ponchos.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. It's got the Radio X logo on in white. It's got like a mod-esque Target on the back. Target? What do you mean?
Mm.
Yeah, don't worry about that. And you can wear it.
You'll get a lot of wear out of that this summer, I would have thought.
You know, what are you going to? You got any gigs? You got any festivals? Dominic, are you going to any festivals?
I'm going to go to something called the Sausage and Cider Festival in Cambridge on the 14th of June.
Stop it now.
I am. I'm going.
Who's going to be performing at that?
You are.
Me?
And Oasis tribute band will be there too.
That's right. Any other tribute bands going to be there?
Yes. Other tribute bands. I can't remember actually all of them, but there's quite a few, aren't there?
It's a good night, that, by the way, Sausage and Cider Festival. They've had to, I don't know if they've announced it yet, but they've had a bit of a jiggle with the lineup, and it's good.
Barioki, I think, is there when you're there too.
I think Barioki is there, and Kevin and Perry, the DJ tribute act to Kevin and Perry.
Lovely.
Who, by the way, you will either find hilarious or you'll think are brilliant. It's one or the other, there's no in between.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
I can't wait to see them, actually.
So, you could get a Radio X Parker. It's actually, absolutely, 100%, undeniably, a poncho. Mm-hmm. But we say in Parker because we're Radio X and we think we're cool. And you could wear that at a Sausage and Cider Festival and some, like, hot Brazilian model will come up to you and go,
hello, mate, I like what you're wearing. You look hot. Are you single?
I'm not, sadly.
Oh. Where do you get your poncho?
Poncho?
Yeah.
And you go, I got it from radiox.co.uk. Yeah. And there's photos on there so you can have a little look.
And I gave money to a brilliant charity whilst doing it.
Charity gets the money. You get yourself a nice bit of limited edition Radio X merch that is actually practical for festivals. Yeah. Jobs are going. It's very big. It's one size fits all.
Yeah.
But weirdly, it looks the same on me as it does on Dom, as it does on James. Mm. It's not ludicrous. You get a little pouch at the front for your phone. Or your ciggies or... Yeah. Whatever you want to put in there, keys.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, or...
wallet.
You know, line up a festival, yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a lovely olive green colour. It says Radio X on it. Lovely poncho. And charity wins too.
Perfect.
So check it out at radiox.co.uk. And you could look like a poor man's Liam Gallagher at a festival of your choosing this summer.
Absolutely.
Right. I need to buy one, actually. I genuinely would wear it.
I honestly think they're great. They're really cool.
You know, especially when you go to a festival that's outdoor and that's most are.
Mm.
And you're like, you're working out what you're going to wear that day and you're looking out the window going, do I bring the big jacket or do I just bring a little jacket? I bring a little jacket, that's fine if it's too warm. If I bring the big jacket, that's bad if it's too hot. If I bring the little jacket, that's no good because I'll get soaked in it if it rains. You get yourself a Radio X Parker poncho and you are covered.
Absolutely.
It's light, but it's also waterproof. RadioX.co.uk, check it out, go and have a look and get one.
The Chris Moyle Show.
They will sell out again.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Bourne and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 thing all this week.
Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him, and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Samantha!
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
He's blue, he's fluffy, and he's crash-landed into Odeon. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.
What an adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Radio X. News update next.
The Skoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Skoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Skoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, another 500,000 more children in England are going to get free school meals from September 2026. Any pupil whose family gets universal credit will be eligible. Daniel Kebede from the National Education Union has told Radio X he'd like to see even more done to help those children living in poverty.
The government has taken some welcome steps. Universal breakfast clubs now also extending free school meals. But we currently have one in five schools that are also a food bank. We need much more action on the issue of child poverty.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump is bringing in a ban on travel to the US from 12 countries.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
From Monday, the countries affected will include Afghanistan, Haiti, Iran, and Libya. This ban could be challenged in the courts, though. There's a new warning from medical experts for women using weight loss injections. Anyone who's pregnant, breastfeeding, or trying for a baby is being told